This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Yes, the Good Day Program with me and my friend Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is here, and you, most importantly, are here. I wish I was better at Spanish than I am. Hola, como se dice, which means elect me, I think, in Spanish, does it not? Como se dice, come how about voting? I don't know. It's something close to that. I think there was plenty of that last night. A lot of conversation. There was a debate in Miami sponsored by the Washington Post and Univision. CNN simulcasted it. A lot of people talking over each other in different languages. Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Sanders, and the back and forth. Some of the reporters, some of you know, some of them got a little feisty here and there. You know what? It's the same old, isn't it? Immigration, whether Mrs. Clinton ought to be indicted, blah, 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 blah. All right. The most interesting story, and as a matter of fact, it tops a lot of the news stories on the websites, is the movement on the Supreme Court nominee. Apparently, the president is interviewing five potential replacements for Antonin Scalia. Republicans say, nah, we're not going to have any hearings. So the president is looking at Chief Judge Merrick Garland of the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia, Judge Sri Srivasan, also of the D.C. Appeals Court. He'd be the first Indian-American in the court. He's also a Hindu. Judge Paul Watford. He's not getting anywhere. This guy, if he's a Hindu, you think he's going to get through? I don't think so. Judge Paul Watford of the Ninth Circuit, that's California, ain't getting anywhere with him. That's the most liberal of all the, the courts. They get about 5 feet in the door with consideration of him. Here's somebody that looks pretty interesting. Judge Jane Kelly of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. And let's see here, I believe her name is Ketanji Jackson. I think both of those. So wait a minute. Watford is black and, Ms. Brown is black. Why is that a consideration? I don't know. It just become a consideration as part of what we have been focused on the last 8 years, especially. Republicans say, nope, 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 nope. Very progressive. So anyway, trying to get beyond all of that into what the future holds. So the other thing that's a buzz is people are having a time trying to figure out why the president's not going to Nancy Reagan's funeral. Huh? You'd have to be a genius to figure that out. Obama didn't like Reagan or his legacy. He's not going to go. He'll send his wife. I don't know if Joe Biden's going or not. A lot of pomp and circumstance, a lot of people talking about it. I think her body was sent to the ranch yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. I believe her funeral service is tomorrow. Lots of people are going to show up. Is it something you want to watch? There'll certainly be plenty of television coverage. But again, is this much ado about something that's not really important? How does it affect your life? Is it important? Is it more important than Donald Trump and who's running for the presidency? Is it more important than other things that are going on? Here are the trending items at DougSteffen.com today. You can decide yourself what you think is important. These are the things that we have found doing the research on the various news sites that have sort of sifted down into the top four positions. FBI agents investigating the shots that were fired in Oregon when Robert Finicum was killed. Have they told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? No, they haven't. Okay, and second to that, the Pentagon is trying to justify the deployment of spy drones that have been used the past 10 years. They say, don't worry about it. We say, Okay, let's see what else. Oh, Michael Horn. I have to talk about that with Jennifer in just a moment. He's in the news. Michael Horn is in the news. And Dr. Luke is in our focus in a matter of moments as well. Now, I want to focus on your health and well-being. And as I've said many times on this program, your health and well-being is predicated a lot by how you feel about yourself. You know, the mind-body connection, exactly, spirit, mind, body, all those things together. If they're all healthy, then you're going to be healthy. So in order to make yourself look better, especially when it comes to your eyes, thinking about how simply beautiful your eyes can look, decreasing the lines, puffiness, the bags around your eyes, that's something that's very important to a lot of people. So if you want simply beautiful skin, call this number and order Genucel. You ready? I'm going to give you the number. Write this down, 800-543-9262. What will happen when you use Genucel? This is this is apple stem cell therapy. So it sort of smells a little like apple. It's all natural. The compound is not like oil. It doesn't feel like water. It's just something that absorbs somehow or other. And you can think it through. Okay, the cellular structure of an apple is all about water. It absorbs. The cells absorb water, and that's how the apple grows. So in this circumstance, this stem cell therapy, Genucel, absorbs the water that's under the skin, and in 12 hours, your eyes will begin to look brighter and bigger and better, and that's what you want. Genucel has immediate effects, and that's the thing that most people write about when they send me notes. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, 800-543-9262. If you call in the next couple of minutes, you get a free 50% off a coupon on the entire luxury catalog from Chamonix. This is one of their best products, and it works, or your money back. Apply it around the eyes, under your eyes, bags, puffiness gone, lines gone, super duper. You'll look better, you'll feel better. People say, hey, wow, what are you doing? Did you have a facelift or something? Nah, you just got the bags and the stuff that's kind of goofy looking around your eyes, gonzo. 800-543-9262. Take my word for it. The people that I care about who are using this stuff works. It's good. Help yourself to Genucel. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
16 past the hour, you've scored big with the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, Michael Horn.
That's my daddy.
Well, is another Michael Horn. I doubt that your daddy's going to resign as president of CRN Digital because it's his company, it's your company.
Yeah, he's in for the long haul. He's in it to win it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Michael Horn, who is the chairman of Volkswagen America, has resigned. You know the story of Volkswagen. I don't understand why he's resigning. It wasn't his fault. Got to have a scapegoat, though, I guess, one way or another. He didn't do a great job in the PR department once the thing hit the skids, if you will. But mm-hmm. I don't know what these guys contribute anyway. He's not an engineer. He's not a designer. He's a salesman. That's what these people, the cars are built in Germany. They're designed in Germany, and they are developed by German engineers and technicians. So none of this has to do with him other than the cover-up and how badly it was handled. So Maybe that's why they told him. You know, it's taken him a long time.
It starts
to get him
from the top. Right. Yeah. It starts from the top and trickles down. And So, you know, sometimes you got to go.
We had a lot of fun at the beginning, though, acknowledging that his name and your father's name are the same. And that's it.
I know. I will miss them. I know.
We know the Michael Horn we know and love would never let something like this happen. He'd never cover this up.
I know.
Never.
I feel like we almost need to call and wake him up and say, is it true you resigned?
Yeah. All right. Here's the story of Jeremy Meeks, M-E-E-K-S. How many people know who he is? Raise your hands, please.
His name sounds so familiar.
Jeremy Meeks.
Why can't I put my finger on it?
Of California became known as the hot felon.
That's it. That's the guy.
His mugshot posted to Facebook. He went to jail.
He's hot and all, but the tattooed tear, I mean, it's just kind of a deal breaker.
Released from prison to start a new life. He's going to be a model. He was behind bars for felony possession of a gun. While he was in jail, signed by the talent agency White Cross Management. So they said, as soon as you get out, you'll have a career. And now he's been freed from jail. He's ready to begin his hotness. He's going to be a male model. So women. All right. So I want
both
of you.
He's been a Zoolander.
Okay. So you've looked up Kara. Go to, see if you can just Google this guy and tell me whether you think he's attractive or not. I want to know what women see. What I think is attractive in a man is not necessarily.
He's got. Here's the thing that he is going for him.
Yeah.
He's got those beautiful eyes. He's got the dark skin, the light eyes, and they're very intense. He also has a very nicely chiseled jaw. Here's where you lose me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that tattooed tear under his eye means he's killed somebody.
He also
I think that's
has
a
the neck tattoo, which I'm not really feeling.
And yeah, so I don't like
objectively,
the neck tattoo.
If he was like walking down the street and didn't have those and he was in a suit, the fact that he's a felon. Not so much.
Yeah, the fact that he's pictured, if you Google him, most of his pictures involve an orange jumpsuit.
Really? So, but I thought women were turned on by bad guys, naughty guys.
Not murderers, typically.
I think they like the. How do you explain? There's a difference between the bad boy and like someone who's actually bad.
Right.
Like someone who rides a motorcycle and wears like a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Who's actually a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We want Fonzie bad.
So am I a bad guy? I'm not a bad guy. Am I a bad boy?
No. God, no. You're not even close to a bad boy.
Really?
You're the it. You're like the anti-bad boy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you really think you're a bad boy?
Oh, Meredith thinks I am sometimes. She says I'm naughty. I don't know what that means. I do.
Okay,
know what
that's
means,
just like a sexual slur.
No,
you're so naughty.
No, it's
yeah, it is.
It's,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's.
Sneaking some chocolate.
Women
does not a bad boy make.
Women seem to like. Nasty sometimes. I've seen that.
No, women just like to work for it a little bit. That's
really
what it's about. Yeah, it's like, you know, when you
what
become.
Does that mean work
too,
for it?
There's a piece of it. It's a challenge. You wanna feel like you're challenged a little bit. And I think the bad boy challenges women because you never quite have a grasp on them.
Ah,
you know?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to get then, right?
Sort of.
Right. Well, maybe that's what I need to do more of. You think?
Why not?
21.
No chance of it happening.
No.
But
21. No. 21 after. Good day.
No. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Gaga, right?
This one's Kesha.
This is Kesha? Oh. Why did I think it was Gaga? They sound alike? I don't think they sound alike, though.
Not too similar.
Just when we thought Kesha thing was all over, apparently it is not. The Dr. Luke and Kesha controversy that's been surfacing, for the last 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks? Apparently it's been a problem for two or three years, not only for Kesha, but for Kelly Clarkson. We heard more of that from yesterday, I think, did we not? Or the day before. She's been very outspoken about this guy, Dr. Luke, producing some of her popular songs. She doesn't like him. And Kesha doesn't like him. He apparently is a pervert, is putting it nicely, would you say, Jennifer, from what you hear?
That's the rumor.
All right. So now there are two rumors today. One, Dr. Luke's going to get fired. And two, it is based on not only what Kesha has to say and not only what Kelly Clarkson has to say, but apparently Lady Gaga has had some dealings with this guy. And Carson Daly talked to her about it.
I don't think any of us knew details, but it was kind of like, all right, what's Kesha saying, and who's Dr. Luke, and this guy, you know, produces a lot of hit songs, and we know his name, and there's Kesha, and then all of a sudden, oh, wow, here's, you know, Taylor Swift, you know, kind of quietly giving money. Oh, wow, here's Adele saying, here's Lady Gaga.
Nobody wants to say anything, you know, implicitly against anyone, number one, because none of us are, you know, vindictive people. We don't want to hurt anybody. But number two, I think everyone's really afraid that, you know, of somebody coming after them, and that's just the way that this business works, is, you know, if you don't keep quiet, somebody will be litigious against you and come after you. And, right. You know, we're all trying to be careful with the way that we say things for that reason. I'm sure you can hear me being careful while I'm talking about it.
There is a lot of cryptic discussion about this, and
yeah,
I get it. It's probably a
litigious thing. I'm trying to be standing by her, but I'm also trying to protect, you know, myself and my family, and it's a very complicated thing. But I will say the reason I'm standing by her is because I want to help make it easier for young artists in this industry for their music to get heard. I mean, mean, I can't tell you. I've told you before, Carson, what it was like coming up for me in this business. It was so hard. I mean, and it's supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be easy. But the things that you have to deal with on a moral and an ethical level with people related to money and sex and contracts, you know, it's really scary for a young person. And I just think that people should be educated about that while, you know, the country's deciding, you know, where justice should be served.
Justice, that's interesting. She says this kind of thing happens all the time.
100%, this is the rule and not the exception. And I hate to say that, and I really hate to be, you know, a damper on everybody's morning listen to the radio, but that's just the reality of the music industry, which is why it's so scary for, you know, I think a lot of these female artists like, you know, Adele and Taylor and whoever else is speaking out, I won't put words in their mouths, but I think it is probably scary for them as it is for me to see, you know, so much kind of shaming happen to females and the business that are so talented because they're just not in, you know, as much of a position of power as the people that are speaking out against them.
Hmm. All right. What's your read on this, Jen?
You know, I think this is a true sad reality. I think that it's probably less than it used to be because we're more of a sue happy society. But I think there's a lot of people that still take advantage, especially of probably women in the entertainment business. I'm just reading, so funny because it's, you know, 20 years late, but I've been reading You'll Never Make Love in This Town Again. Really interesting stuff. It's always a power struggle. Always goes back to power.
There's a story in the New York Daily News today that says the rumor is Sony is going to fire Dr. Luke. People say that's not true. I'm betting
We'll see. Proof's in the pudding.
I'm betting it is. Because why do you have to... They don't want this kind of bad publicity. They want to sell records. They don't want distraction. This is a distraction from their business.
Mm-hmm.
He's a distraction. He's obviously a creep. And then some. So you heard it from three people this week. That's enough, it would seem to me. Food for thought. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, nothing establishes a relationship faster than sharing confidences, either between humans or between humans and animals. And in their own way, pets can talk to you. They may whine at the back door when they want to go out. They may groan with pleasure after a meal or during a nap. They may become frantic and anxious when another animal comes into their yard. They can tell us in their own way when they're not feeling well physically or emotionally. It really is possible to tell what an animal is thinking. If you can just move aside your human ego for a few moments, you'll be able to read the messages in your dog or cat's eyes. And just because it never occurred to you to try to carry on a conversation with your schnauzer or your pointer doesn't mean it's too late. It's up to you to find the time for some silent communication. Take a 10-minute break every day for some silent talking to your pets. Ask them about their day. Tell them about your day. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, realistically, the more time you spend talking with your pets, the bigger their vocabulary and the better relationship you'll have for a lot of years to come. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for being a friend.
Hello. Thank you. How do you do? 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm here. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. My friends include Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, and William B. Davis. You know who William B. Davis is? My new friend.
Yeah.
William B. Davis is the cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files, and he's going to be here in a few minutes to talk about his career and The X-Files continuing on. He was really the bad guy that would appear in this.
In the reboot, for sure. Reboot. I mean, the original series, he was not good, but you never knew what he was actually up to.
Now you see
and now you kind of get an inkling at the end of the miniseries of X-Files.
Right. All right. So he's coming up in a matter of moments here. First couple of things to consider. One of them is Erin Andrews and the continuing focus on her. The revelations that she was being secretly videotaped naked by this stalker in the hotel room has brought out a number of things on a number of blogs, Jennifer. Female sportscasters talking about how frightening obsessive fans can be. Andrea Kramer.
Actually, I
pronounce her name.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
I do.
She recalled that back in 1988, while she was working for NFL Films, she was in a hotel room when a man called late at night as she was going to bed. Quote, he started saying all these things he wanted to do to me, and it scared the living you-know-what out of me. She's now with the NFL Network, by the way, on HBO Sports. She said, quote, I hung up, called downstairs and said, I got a really threatening call. Can you trace it? They said it was coming from inside the hotel. Then he called me back again. It was terrifying. I was shaking. My heart was beating fast. Another call to the front desk. She said the hotel stationed a security guard outside of her door after that. She told the men on her crew, and they were really angry about it. They said, why don't you just call us? We would have slept on the floor
to take care of it,
protect you. Yeah. But it is something that a lot of people don't really understand, in the sense that it's not only this kind of stuff, but, you know, we were talking earlier about bad guys, bad men, naughty men, whatever, and it just seems to me that there's so many perverts around. It's very, you know, we were talking about this Dr. Luke. By the way, some of the comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Anita writes, pretty sad that it took this long for them to end their contract with this guy. Shows the double standard about how men are treated in cases like this and how women are treated. The woman is usually the victim. She gets vilified for speaking out. So true. That is so true.
I mean, never forget when the defense people said she is doing better because of that. I mean, yeah, it's like, right. You can't justify predators. I'm sorry. You just can't. Can't do it.
All right, Michelle writes, it's disgusting. They made her work with a man she's accused of assaulting her. I didn't even listen to this girl's music, but I became her ally the day I heard about this. No victim of abuse should be treated this way. It's revolting that Sony let it go on for so long.
You know, we talk about Erin Andrews. We talk about how they try to say she profited from this.
Yeah.
Kesha's people are saying the same thing. They're saying, well, you know, she was gone for so long. Now this is maybe helping her career because she's playing this sympathy card with people. But here's where that ends for me. You have a lot of stars that have come out and supported Kesha that have said basically they had the same experience.
Yep.
It's sort of like the Bill Cosby women. I mean, if one speaks out, okay, maybe you can say, maybe not. But when 50 come, that's when you think there has to be a problem. And the same thing with Kesha. If you've got people like Kelly Clarkson and Adele and Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift acknowledging there's a problem, I mean, you got to take that seriously.
Tony writes, what upsets me is that even after a very public legal case, it took several other celebrities and a petition drive for Sony to start to get concerned about this. And it's all about profit for sure. Danielle writes, there are a whole lot of women in the industry that have had a similar, extremely negative experience with Dr. Luke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Sounds like she's speaking from experience. So let's hope that it doesn't stop there, that they really do get rid of this guy. Our video of the day today at DougStefan.com is from sportswear company Under Armour. Their latest ad features Michael Phelps with a look at his grueling daily schedule as he prepares for the Olympics. The video has already been hit 1.6 million times, Jennifer. It was posted yesterday about this time. This is some of the audio. It's the song The Last Goodbye by the band The Kills. This is another one of those things where this guy's been moderately controversial because wasn't he caught smoking grass or something after the last Olympics?
A DUI.
Was it a DUI? Was that what that thing was? But, I mean, he's a good athlete, right? And still a contender?
Sure.
Isn't he? I think he's still a contender.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. In a moment, the cigarette-smoking man from The X-Files, William B. Davis, joins us here on Good Day.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, William B. Davis. How do we know him? Let me count the ways. Well, he's probably best known for his role as the cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files. In addition, though, to The X-Files, he's appeared in a lot of movies and TV shows. Been on Airwolf back in the day, Wise Guy, 21 Jump Street, MacGyver, Stargate SG-1, Supernatural. So what a guy like you, who is a character actor, there are lots of them, and they are good. And they don't ever really become known by their real name. They become known by the roles they play. So when you go up and down the street, I'm assuming you're in Hollywood or Los Angeles, somewhere around there, wherever you are, if you are out and about, do people come up to you and say, hey, aren't you the cigarette-smoking man?
I get that. I definitely, yeah. Because actually I live in Vancouver, so I'm in Canada. And I'm in places that, and other places that people don't really associate with film production. So I often get this one. I get, gosh, you look so much like that person on The X-Files. Wow. Do you get that often? Because people don't even think it's me. They think I just look like that guy.
Do you smoke?
I don't. No, I did. I quit when I was 40, which is a long time ago now. So I know how to do it. I started when I was a teenager, and I'm really glad I quit. But no, I don't smoke now.
You have such a...
Was not,
go ahead.
I was not a smoker while we were shooting the show, no.
So I wonder how, in your voice is so pronounced, you have that thespian quality to it, and that's a real compliment because there's so many people who try and they aren't. You obviously have some training. Are you self-taught or did you go to...
I trained as an actor. I mean, I've done quite a lot of training one way or another, but my major training was in England at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art.
It's paid off. I'm thinking, you said Vancouver, aren't the X-Files shot up there?
They were. The first 5 years, they were shot here. Then the next four, they were shot at L.A., and then this last reboot was shot here again in Vancouver.
It was. What do you think is going to happen? A lot of fans listening to us right now, fans of yours, fans of the show. There were, I think, 6 episodes this time around, and nobody knew what to expect. But it looked like as the series or semi-series got into full bore, that people were excited. And I think there's a commitment for another, 13 episodes or something?
If you've heard that, that's you're a step ahead of me. No, I haven't caught up on the gossip. I'm doing a fan convention in Cincinnati and another one in Salt Lake City coming up soon. Maybe I'll get a little bit more ear to the ground. I mean, I could email Chris, but Chris Carter, but I think I'll just wait and see how things fall out. But I think definitely we're going to do some more. But just what form it'll take or when it'll be done, I have no idea.
Are you surprised at the attention people pay to shows like this? I mean, if anything, it's become more popular. It seemed to me, at least from what I felt from people that listen to my radio program, the groundswell of interest, it seems to be, if anything, bigger now than it was when it was in regular series form. Do you think that's true?
I don't know if that's true exactly. I think it's true in the sense of, oh my gosh, it's a reboot of something that was amazing or something that was so iconic. And so because there was a reboot of that, I think that attracted an enormous amount of attention. Whether the show is more popular or in a longer run now, it would be more popular than it was in the 90s. I don't know, but that's tied into all sorts of things, like how people perceive television nowadays and how they view it and how they watch it. So it's a little bit like comparing apples and oranges. I think there was a sense in the 90s that X-Files kind of caught a particular zeitgeist, which had to do with the beginning of the internet and the beginning of watching things in pixels and the beginning of wondering what's really real. We don't know what's real. And the whole kind of postmodern intellectual world of challenging the reality of science and so on. So I think some of that's faded. But so what will drive the show's popularity now, I'm not sure, but I'm delighted if you're getting that groundswell. That's exciting.
We're talking to William B. Davis, who is the cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files. His website, interestingly enough, I've just gone there, williambdavis.com. You have your own actor's study group, or is it a school? How would you describe how it is that you teach people to do your craft?
Yes, I teach there rarely now, but that started at the same time as The X-Files, really. The William Davis Center for Actor Study, which we began in the early 90s, and was a was a studio, a school for actors, both working actors and beginning actors. It's changed now. I don't own it any longer, and it's now become a division of a larger media school here in Vancouver. But it still exists in a certain form, but it's not. It's no longer my school, although I teach there from time to time.
Yeah. What, in terms of your own circumstance, what has been the most challenging and or fun thing you've done? I bet you've been asked that 100 times, but well, you're so well known. I've talked to a lot of people who have been identified with certain roles, and they didn't like them at all. They preferred something else that was a little less maybe well known. But I don't know. I don't want to assume that with you at all.
No, and I certainly love the role, so I can't say that. I don't. In this last reboot, I did not love the 4.5 hours I was in the makeup chair.
Ooh.
Yes, exactly. So we hope the character continues to, his health continues to improve if the series continues.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, that's a difficult question, because I've had a long career. A lot of it's been about directing, or directing in the theater.
Really?
And which I did for 20 years before I actually went back to acting. And I still do. I still do direct in the theater.
This is really great. I'm appreciative of your time and getting to know you, and look forward to the reboot. William B. Davis, who is the cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files, obviously a great repertoire and history as a thespian, an actor, a director. A pleasure to have you on Good Day, sir. Continued success.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, big news from the world of television, Jen, Sharknado 4, wow.
This one's going to be the worst one yet. So for some reason, the Sharknado thing has really taken off, and now we're on Sharknado 4, and casting has started to come out on this one. I would say guess who's going to serve, but this one's so beyond my wildest dreams. Gary Busey has not
expensive
yet
teeth
appeared in a Sharknado picture. Well, guess what? That is going to be rectified now. He's going to play the dad of Tara Reid, which, by the way, makes a lot of sense in real life, too.
Really?
David Hasselhoff will return as well to his original role. Also on board is supermodel Cheryl Teagues, fresh off of her body shape.
Yeah, right. Good career move for her.
Tommy Davidson also is in the cast. Cody Lindley, he was in Hannah Montana, is there. And I'm sure those cameos will continue to roll in. That's what they're really known for.
Mm-hmm.
Also going on in TV news, CSI alum George Eads. Is that how we say his name?
George Eads, yes.
I know, because you watch all those CSI shows.
No, I watched that a lot at the beginning. And he was, when Peterson was in it and Marg Hellenberger, it was not a bad show. And then it kind of went south after all of those guys left, and they sort of forced Eads out for whatever the reason, but he's coming back.
Well, he's got a new role as part of that MacGyver pilot. We've been talking a lot about all the star power associated with it, so that'll be fun to have him on board.
Can I give you the results of the poll yesterday? Contestants for the new Dancing with the Stars
Sure.
have been announced, And let's see, who you'd be cheering for. 17% said Geraldo. 14% Doug Flutie. Okay. Let's see here, 19% Ginger Z. 10% Marla Maples. 5% Misha Barron. 4% Antonio Brown. Let's see, 6% Wanya Morris. 7% Paige Van Zandt. 9% Kim Fields. Jody Sweeten get 10%, Niall DeMarco, 13%. Okay, so that's how that way. By the way, the William B. Davis conversation in its entirety is posted in the archives at DougSteffen.com. All right, William B. Davis, the cigarette-smoking man, archives at DougSteffen.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Good Day program, we're sweeping the trends toward what's going on in your home with helpful hints from Harvey, otherwise known as Tommy the K, Doug Kreidler.
Yeah, that was the second choice for the
right, exactly. Show. Harvey Kreidler was his given name, but his mom called him Tommy, and so he became Tom Kreidler. Very interesting how that works. Now he's the host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend on hundreds of, if not thousands, great radio stations around the country. Very adept at helping, and we're going to give you an example of that in a moment as we talk about some of the questions from some of our listeners, plus how to get ready to be a springtime person. The clocks go ahead this weekend. Spring is a week away. So what does that mean for your opportunities to get outside and get to work? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage and QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, 56 past the hour. Before we get to some of the questions, Tom,
yep.
What is going on with people as they clean up warm weather? We had 70 degrees here. Yesterday was 80 in Washington, probably halfway between that where you are in Jersey. Yep. So people are getting out of the lake. Actually, the grass is already turning green.
Yeah, it's starting to turn green and up here in the Northeast as well. And I think it's a good time, Doug, to tackle some of those outside projects that maybe you've been putting off. One that's really important that we'd like to talk about this time of year is your deck. You know, every season, every warm weather season, when people get out and have the barbecues, we hear about deck collapses, sometimes several of them across the season. So it's a good time now to do a deck inspection, to get out there, look under your deck, look at the connection points to the house, make sure it doesn't look like anything sort of sliding away or is rotted. Look for the cracked boards, the checked boards. They look for the railing systems that have weakened out or the stairs that are getting loose or uneven. All that should be addressed right now before you host that first big barbecue or party where you have a lot of folks piled up on that deck.
After the shoot 'em up in Pittsburgh last night, I think really a lot of people are going to want to have outdoor parties just because they'll be afraid that stuff like that happens unexplainably. Oof.
Mm.
Ryan wrote in, has a high-quality laminate floor all over his living room and kitchen. He's installed it twice, but it doesn't stay locked in. What's his problem and what does he do?
Well, you know, when the laminate floors today, they used to be where you had to glue them all together, but now they have this sort of locking joint. The problem is that you say that you installed it twice. If you put it together and took it apart, you may have ruined the security of that lock joint because they're not, you know, designed to be like a puzzle piece where you can take it apart and put it together many times. So what I would tell you to do, Ryan, is to put it together one more time, but this time I want you to add some yellow carpenter's glue to the seam, to that lock seam. And you may have to put a clamp on it. There's a type of clamp called a strap clamp, which will actually pull that together while it dries. It doesn't take long, but this way it'll definitely stay connected. I think the locking mechanism is failing in your case, and it shouldn't, but it is, and you don't want to get rid of the floor. So if you take it apart again, just glue those seams together. Don't rely solely on that locking joint because I think it's worn out.
All right, next question from Sean, who has a house on the market. Last week, a home inspection took place. The buyer backed out before we got a copy of the inspection report. Realtor says if we request a copy of that report, we're obligated to share it with our buyers. Is that really true?
You know, that is actually true. If you know that there's a defect in your house, you're required to share it. But I would focus on finding out what was wrong with my house and not who knew what was wrong with my house. Because right. If you know something's wrong with your house, you must disclose it. And, you know, the fact that there was an inspection report done that was serious enough for somebody to get out, you may have an issue that you don't know about and you could still be liable for it. So I would get to the bottom of it. Get your own home inspection done.
It was very interesting. I sold my house that I've lived in for 36 years, and the inspector came in and said, "Oh, this is a very interesting house." That was it.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.